Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Always exciting to be back.
Today we're going to be talking about something maybe a little unexpected.
Oh!
Yeah, we're going to be diving into the world of butterflies.
Okay, sure. Lots to unpack there, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. And I think our listeners will be really surprised by, well, all the things we're going to talk about.
I'm intrigued.
So this deep dive is inspired by an article we came across all about a man named Göran and his absolutely incredible butterfly museum. It's located in the Swedish countryside.
A butterfly museum? That sounds unique.
It is. It really is. And it got us thinking about something, actually.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you know how some people have these passions that start in childhood?
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow those passions just, well, they kind of transform into a lifelong pursuit.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, we see that a lot.
Exactly. And it made us wonder, how does that happen? What turns a simple childhood fascination into something so much bigger, something that can actually shape the world around us?
That's a great question.
So, to start, you know, this article painted such a vivid picture of Göran's life.
I can imagine. Butterfly collectors tend to be interesting people.
You could say that again. So, for over 50 years, Göran and his wife, Gunbrit, have lived in this charming yellow house. It's actually the last house on a peaceful country road.
Sounds idyllic.
It does, doesn't it? But here's the thing. Göran's passion for butterflies completely outgrew even that space.
Wait, really? How so?
His collection became so massive that he had to buy a second house on his property just to store it all.
Wow, that's dedication. A whole separate house just for butterflies.
It's amazing, right? He originally wanted the second house to be like a netted butterfly haven, so native Swedish butterflies could fly around freely during the summer, you know, like a little paradise.
That makes sense.
But, you know, like a lot of things in life, it turned out to be way more complicated than he first thought.
I can imagine. Creating a perfect habitat for anything is a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. But even more interesting is how Göran got into butterflies in the first place. It's not like it was his only interest growing up. He was into all kinds of things.
Like what?
Well, he loved orchids. He was fascinated by birds. But it wasn't until he met a guy named Klas Kellander, another butterfly enthusiast, that his lifelong love for butterflies truly began.
So just one person, one meeting, and it sparked a lifelong passion.
Exactly. It's amazing how impactful personal connections can be, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that meeting happened when he was just 15. And look at him now.
It really highlights the power of shared interests and how a single encounter can shape an entire life path.
Definitely. And the thing is, those early interests, the orchids, the birds, they kind of mirror the incredible diversity you find within the butterfly world itself.
True. It's a vast and complex world, millions of species, all with their own unique features and behaviors.
And Göran's collection reflects that perfectly. In fact, it's actually the largest collection in all of Sweden.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's considered one of the most impressive collections globally.
That's remarkable. Imagine the sheer number of butterflies we're talking about here.
I know. Can you picture it? After finishing his day job, Göran would meticulously pin each new butterfly to his collection.
Each and every one.
Yep. Totally absorbed, with his books spread out, just soaking up all the knowledge he could about these incredible creatures.
It's inspiring to think about. The dedication and patience involved, turning a personal interest into a valuable archive of natural history.
It is. And speaking of valuable, you know, Göran's made some really insightful observations over the years. In fact, he actually believes that not being a quote-unquote butterfly biologist actually gave him an advantage when building his collection.
It's a curious perspective. How so?
Well, biologists, you know, they often have to specialize. They focus on a particular species or maybe a small group of butterflies for their research. But Göran, as a hobbyist, didn't have those limitations.
Right. He had the freedom to explore the entire spectrum of butterfly diversity.
Exactly. It allowed him to develop a much broader perspective.
It's like the difference between looking through a microscope and looking through a telescope. Both provide valuable information, but from entirely different perspectives.
That's a great analogy. And that's what led to some of his most fascinating discoveries. For instance, he found that certain species, like the purple emperor butterfly, display this really cool behavior called hilltopping. The males basically gather on high points, like hilltops, to compete for mates. And for a long time, this behavior wasn't fully understood.
It often takes the dedication of passionate individuals, those willing to spend countless hours observing, to uncover these hidden wonders of nature.
And Göran's meticulous documentation of his observations, combined with his vast collection, helped to reveal previously unknown migration patterns in some species.
It really makes you think about the power of a different approach, how stepping outside the confines of traditional research can lead to such valuable insights.
Absolutely. And it underscores the importance of citizen science, you know, the incredible contributions that passionate individuals can make to our understanding of the natural world.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what makes Guerin's story so inspiring. He's created this legacy that future generations can learn from and be inspired by.
It's a testament to the power of passion and dedication.
It really is. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of butterflies, we want to leave you with this. What passion have you nurtured over the years?
Think about it.
What impact has it had on your life or even the world around you? Maybe it's a story similar to Guerin's, a lifelong pursuit of knowledge and discovery. Or perhaps your passion took a totally different path.
It doesn't matter what it is, really.
No, it doesn't. The important thing is to acknowledge those experiences, to reflect on how our passions shape us and the world we live in.
Great point.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.
See you then.